Jack LaLanne once said, "Exercise is king, nutrition is queen. Put them together, and you've got a kingdom. Get ready to have it all." This is the All for One podcast. You're about to get honest, accurate information about training and nutrition to not only achieve your goals, but to go beyond.
Go beyond.
Everything you need to make it to the kingdom. This is the All for One podcast. And now your host, personal trainer and nutrition coach, Aaron Armstrong.
What is going up, guys? Welcome back to the All for One podcast here today. My name is Aaron Armstrong. I am a fitness, personal trainer, and nutrition coach in Australia, and I'm going to be doing my best to give you guys advice and information to help you overcome any objectives or any barriers that you have had within your health and fitness and nutrition. Today's episode, I'm going to be covering the topic of people fail diets because how they make things, not what they make. Now, this may sound a little bit confusing, but I'll get more in detail and break it down for you in just a second. I hope everyone has been having a great week. Mine has been a really good weekend, really, really busy. And we had a bit of rain coming back again, which was very, very crazy. But, you know, I got to use the dryer for my washing, so that was good. I hate hanging stuff out. So using the dryer was pretty good. Everything was warm and I put it on, so it was, yeah, I like it. Less effort. But yeah, we also got a new washing machine this week at home just because the other one was leaking, which had turned out the washing machine wasn't broken. It was one of the pipes or one of the drainage things that connects to from the washing machine to the outsource. And we bought a new washing machine for nothing, which is cool. But that's probably going to be listed up and trying to make some of that money back. It is what it is. Whatever. Moving on. But yeah, in terms of business and everything, dude, it has been so good. I've been so happy with the way things have been going. Work has been a lot more balanced. I've had a lot more free time to do some of the things that I've been wanting to do. And the biggest major thing that I've been trying to do is powerlifting. So like I said last episode, I have signed up to a powerlifting coach and go to a powerlifting gym now, and I'm going to be pursuing my powerlifting, I'm not going to say career, but just journey, which is going to be very, very awesome. I just started my first week of training today, which is absolutely fucking brutal. I did high volume, low weight with moderate rep, and it absolutely fucking killed me. I did some exercises that destroy me. I did some lunges. I did a rack pull, which was really, really cool and really fun. But I did like 6 sets of my squat, which was absolutely fucking brutal and killed me. But I'm super excited to get in it with my coach, which I think his name is Kung Fu Kenny on Instagram. So if you guys haven't checked him out, please be sure to go and check that out, especially if you are trying to get into strength and conditioning training. Hit up Strong Zero Weakness. They're really fucking cool. And I'm super excited to be working with them to get stronger and outlift my buddy Daniel. If you're listening to this, Daniel, fuck you. You're never going to lift anything stronger than me. So not anymore anyway. But yeah, so today's episode, let's get straight into it. So people fail diets because of how they make things, not what they make. Now, what does this sort of mean? Well, people associate very boring recipes, very simple recipes, with healthy food that they do not enjoy. What does this mean? Bland recipes, they're not going to be enjoyable. You're not going to be able to maintain that across time. And it's not going to give you any real progress, because even if you do it in the short term for anywhere from kind of like 6 to 12 weeks, when you fall back off and you go back to your old eating habits, you will just put on the weight that you have lost. And it's just not sustainable. So what you can be doing instead is doing your research online. Whatever you love to enjoy, just there's a million fucking recipes out there. Search online how to make this taste good, or chicken honey soy chicken rice broccoli recipe, low calorie online fitness, whatever, search it up. There's so many good alternatives out there on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, whatever you want, that that can suit your nutritional needs, whether it's low carb, high fats, high protein, low protein, whatever it is. There's a million different things out there. It's just up to you to go do a little bit of research in order to get these sorted for you. And yeah, if you can enjoy the food that you eat, do you feel like you would be able to be more consistent with how often you eat it, how long you can stay with eating it? I absolutely fucking think so. And then that kind of branches us into the second part of this, which is they don't satisfy their cravings. So what does this kind of mean? Like, when you are on a diet, quote unquote diet, you are usually pulling away from sugary stuff, processed stuff, things that just aren't really great for you. And you are not you're not filling that with anything that can kind of cover up those cravings. Again, look online. This is my favorite thing to show people is great alternatives in terms of like if you love eating ice cream, there's low calorie ice cream that you can buy. There's there's dairy free, there's gluten free, there's but you get what I'm trying to say. There's like free everything if you're trying to eliminate stuff from your diet but still kind of fulfill that craving need. And there's over 100 things that you could swap one item for, whether it's like a healthier alternative, something that you can makeshift online and make for yourself, which is way better. And it's just going to make you more sustainable. Because like if you have cravings and you can eat the things you want with your cravings, but it's like a healthier alternative that is going to get you towards where you want to be, wouldn't that be the best alternative? Yes. Yes, it would. And then it stops you from, like I said, having that boring lifestyle of not eating anything delicious or sweet or whatever you desire. Like, I am someone who has a moderate sweet tooth, so I really like ice cream. So I've been getting these FroPro ice creams and also Halo Top, which is only 350 calories per tub. And that has done a lot of work for me because instead of having your usual ice cream, which has way more calories in it, and it has dairy product and everything that just kind of adds up at the end of the day, end of the month, end of the week. There's all these lower calorie alternatives, dairy-free alternatives that you can be having in order to satisfy these cravings and keep you on track with whatever you were trying to do. Like I said, my favorite one for this is FroPro or Halo Top. I think that even, Paddle Pops, the rainbow ones, I think they're 90 calories per paddle pop. That's fucking nothing. 90 calories. To have dessert once a day, every day, I'm good. I'm taking that. And the easiest way you can look at this is just search up online low-calorie ice creams or healthier or better alternative ice creams to bring your calories down for the month and the week. And doing this will keep you on track better with your nutrition, and it'll make you more sustainable with what you're trying to achieve as well. Yeah, and then that brings us into the next thing is, what's the number one thing that people relapse from when they're doing a diet? It's because they do restrictive diets. Now, I was talking to a client today about elimination diets. This is a completely different thing, and let me kind of tell you what it is before I get into restrictive dieting. Is elimination diets is when people completely cut foods out that they believe make them feel unwell. This could be dairy products, gluten products, this could be fiber, this could be any sort of fruit that you feel makes you feel sick or gives you a negative reaction to. And this is a completely different thing. It's just when you were trying to figure out, why do I feel sick all week? Is it because of my protein that I'm having? Is it because of the chicken I'm having, the fish, the yogurt, the bread, whatever it might be? An elimination diet is just to make this thing announce itself so that you can either find a better alternative that won't upset you so you can still enjoy the things that contain this. But it's also to just make sure that you are not, you know, putting anything into your body that's giving you this negative response. And yeah, so you just need to remove stuff. And it's kind of a slow process. Allow anywhere from kind of 6 to 32 weeks in order to kind of figure out everything that you need to stop eating that's making you feel upset. Or even better, going and getting some advice from a nutritional dietitian or a gut flora doctor or some sort of health professional that can give you a better insight into why those foods make you feel a particular way, and then can direct you into a better plan if you have the money and the resources to allow you to do so. So why do people fail on restrictive diets? Well, it's because they stop eating the foods and the snacks that they love. Now, I don't like saying snacks. I refer to snacks as incomplete meals. This just brings under the assumption that when you have a quote-unquote snack, it's just not a complete meal. And you should be aiming to have complete meals or whatever it is, right? So when you stop eating the foods you like, you obviously tend to crave them a lot better. And I know I talked about healthier alternatives and everything to fix this, but I'm saying that restrictive dieting does not work. And this has been indicated in clinical literature as well. A study showed a subtotal of people who half of them did, I think it was 300 people, 150 people did restrictive diets, and then the other people did incorporations of the foods that they still like and enjoy mixed in with the balanced diet that they had been prescribed. And at the end of the study, it had shown that the people who were more sustainable or had a more sustainable diet with some of the things that they enjoyed to eat had better progress in the end, because they were able to pretty stay true to the program 80 to 90% of the way through, and the people that completely cut everything out weren't able to sustain it completely, and they actually had people drop out because it was too big of a change and too much of a restraint for them to actually complete the entire study as well. And that just goes to show that you should be able to eat the foods that you enjoy and that you love. And anyone that says that you need to cut foods out no matter what is just not well informed, unless it is like a doctor or someone saying that, oh, if you eat this, you might die. Then, you know, fair enough. Or if you eat this, you're going to feel very sick every time you eat it. Okay, fair enough. But if you if we're talking about a normal fitness influencer online who is saying, don't eat this food, this is stopping your gains, shut the fuck up. It's not relevant to everyone, so seriously, go away. Stop. But yeah, outside of that, making sure that you are able to find this balance with, like I said, healthier alternatives and recipes that you can still enjoy these sort of the same foods is going to be the best way for you in order to stick to a good diet, or I like to call healthy eating strategy. This just means, I hate the word dieting because it's under the assumption that you're going to be eating one way for X amount of times and then you're going to fall off it and go back into your old nasty ways. I like to say healthy eating habits and healthy eating strategy just to give you the balance of everything and still to make the same progress as if you were to jump on a diet, if that makes sense. And then yo-yo dieting. This ties in really well with restrictive eating. Is yo-yo dieting is when people eat really well for 6 weeks. And then they figure out that they fucking hate it, so they stop eating it and go back to eating all the shit that they were eating before because they couldn't find the balance of food that they would able to enjoyably sustain across time. Again, this is probably one of the most common things that I see and hear from people in the gym is, oh yeah, I did this diet which made me lose 10 kilos in X amount of weeks or months, and then I fell off it and put all the weight back on. I'm like, okay, cool. Look, if you have the discipline to stop eating some of the stuff you know that is bad for you and you can absolutely cut it out with no problem, good for you. You should do that. But for the average person, this is going to work better. Like I said, portion control. So every time you go and eat out because you still want to go enjoy stuff with your family, I want you to halve whatever you are eating out because it's going to be higher in calories because of the sauces, the sugar, everything that else is contained inside of it. And I want you to take half away and eat it the following day. This is going to stretch those calories out across the week and allow you to still stay within a comfortable range that you are not going to be overeating and putting on body fat and being counterproductive towards your goal. So doing it this way is one really good tip that I give to all my clients is split it up over 2 days because it's going to be a high calorie meal anyway. And allow it to kind of sit for 10 to 20 minutes before you decide to either eat that other half or take it home. Because people eat really, 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 really quickly, especially when something is very palatable and they're enjoying it so much, they just rush through it and scoff their face as much as they can, and then they become overfull anyway. Whereas if you eat half, sit for 10 minutes, drink a bit of water, that's going to fill you up enough to be satisfied to put that aside for the next day and ensure that you are not going over your calories for that day as well. The next thing is going to be stop eating stuff out of wrappers, find healthier alternatives, look online, like I said before, so many better things you can be doing. Find the balance of what is sustainable for you. Now, if you're someone who eats one chocolate block every single day, and you've done that for years, it's going to be really hard for you to cut that out, right? Right. So what I want you to do instead is I want you to regress it a little bit and eat half a block of chocolate every day. See how you go. If you can handle it, awesome. Reduce it down to one line of chocolate. Reduce it down to two little blocks of chocolate. And then reduce it to that every second day, every third day. Still have it in your day of things that you would eat and find healthier alternatives, versions of chocolate you can still enjoy. But the point is to slowly regress it over time so that you don't overwhelm yourself by cutting it out straight away. Otherwise, you will go in this up and down motion of failing, success, and ultimately failing. Because when you lose fat and put it back on, you put on more fat cells as well, which means it's going to be harder to get weight off later in that medium to long term. So let me know if you guys found this very useful. This is my take on why people fail diets. And if this is you listening and you need a little bit more of an insight, please message me and I will be more than happy to discuss your current nutritional dieting plans that you are doing right now. But thank you everyone for listening today. Make sure you share and like this podcast if you haven't already. I hope you have liked it. And I'll talk to you guys on Friday for the Q&A. Peace out.
You've been listening to the All for One podcast. It's Aaron's passion to give you honest, accurate information when it comes to training and nutrition. We want you to achieve your goals. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review it. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Instagram at allforone_PT. For questions, comments, or suggestions, send an email to allforonept@gmail.com. And find us on Facebook at allforonept. We'll leave you with a quote from Gabe Grunewald. It's okay to struggle, but it's not okay to give up on yourself or your dreams.